Welcome to Food Neighborhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. Today we are off to Spain's world-famous culinary destination San Sebastian. Our guide to the city's neighborhood, of course, is Monocle's Madrid correspondent, Liam Alders.
Swimming against the tide has been part of the Gross neighborhood's folklore ever since the first surfers began battling the waves back in the late 1960s. Back then, the seaside district was better known for its factories, gas-guzzling fleets of transporter trucks, and even an abattoir that dumped entrails directly into the ocean, adding an extra dose of seaborne adrenaline for the budding surfers. Decades later, the fruits of long-term visionary urbanism, big restoration projects combined with the more daring spirit of San Sebastian's young entrepreneurs and the hungry stomachs of wave after wave of surfers have all made Gross one of the most exciting food districts in the Basque Country. Once dismissed as the far-flung other side of the river, even if it is just a five-minute walk from the popular Casco Viejo or Old Quarter, Gross began to transform as San Sebastian solidified its reputation as one of northern Spain's most popular tourist destinations. As locals began to feel the squeeze along their crowded pincho bars, they began to seek out fresh new food frontiers. And that brings us to Gross. Today, if you're looking for a more authentic gastronomic insight infused with just the right dash of forward-thinking flavour, then cross the Cursal Bridge and wander these bustling streets.
During the last 4 years, I think that Gross has changed radically because it has become like the trendy quartier or the area of the city, not only obviously because of the low, but because we have specialty coffee, we have a new and different and international chefs here, and we are having like craft beer places.
Talking to Javier de la Maza, owner of the Barrio's breakout new bakery, The Loaf, it seems as if there has been a spirited new embrace of the basics.
Well, we just created Loaf 4 years ago in a pop-up bakery, but nowadays we have our own bakery in the Zurriola Avenue here in San Sebastian, just in front of the Zurriola Beach. Well, our main idea is just about bread culture, about the basic of a good food, basic ingredient as is for our culture, trying to make very good loaf of bread in daily basis.
And it's interesting because here in Gross it's more about changing the food culture, or the bread culture of the locals, not just trying to satisfy the tourists on the other side of the river.
Yeah. For us it's very important just to have our own citizens just buying every day our bread, and obviously in summertime we have like a lot of tourists here buying our sandwiches, our bread and our pastry, but we love our citizens just buying every single day our specialties.
Bread has long been a ubiquitous ingredient in the city's myriad of pinchos, but The Loaf has gone that extra slice further, using its space downstairs to reinvigorate the local love affair with this staple food.
We made a pop-up, Peruvian sanguchería. Now it's about sandwiches, Peruvian traditional bread mixed with Peruvian traditional recipes. The idea was for making this kind of sandwiches, make the expansion of the traditional Peruvian cuisine, mix it with this kind of bread with our bakers, and I think it was so popular in summer.
I pressed the chef just a little bit more on plans for this new year.
We love bread. That's what we made, you know. We open in spring, so it will be around April or May. We're not for sure right now, but we're hoping something big's coming.
Something
on.
Is in your oven, but yeah, for the time being, The Loaf upstairs, the bakery is open all year round.
Always open.
A few blocks away, I duck into Sacona Coffee, San Sebastian's most revered cafe, at least for diehard coffee lovers, and my strong macchiato appears to be one of Spain's most decorated.
My name is Javier Garcia. I am the founder and owner of Sacona Coffee Roasters. I was 5 times Spanish Barista Champions and finalist in the World Barista Championships in 2011. I took the 4th place in that championship. After serving coffee for a few months at the Loaf, the bakery, in front of the Zurriola beach, I realized that San Sebastian has the potential to let people know about this kind of coffees.
Javier is pretty clear on why he opted for this side of the river instead of the tourist-saturated surrounds of La Concha Beach.
Honestly, there are 2 things. Cheaper than the other side of the river, and I think it's a fresher neighborhood for this kind of new projects and other context.
Yeah, because the other neighborhood is literally like Casco Viejo, which means old district.
Yeah. Is Sacona maybe located in at the Parte Vieja? It could be a coffee pincho, and okay, it's not the idea.
As Javier tells me, visitors to the city have a knack for finding his cafe, but even if the stalwart locals have taken just a little bit longer to adapt to this new century of good-tasting coffee, it doesn't matter too much. The location of the iconic Cursal Conference Centre, just a hop, skip and a jump away, supplies a steady stream of caffeine-craving clients every day. But beyond the staples of bread and beans, there's plenty more happening. From the nightly spectacle of pinchos flying over the bar at the traditional haunts like El Pagadi, to the more cheeky morsels being devoured directly from jars, cans and skewers at relatively new bar Eguzki Berri, to the raucous crowds that sip on vermouths in the alleyway made famous by bar Ricardo y Roberto. Just don't mention the rumour that Michelin-starred chef Andoni Luis Aduriz, yes, he of world-renowned restaurant Mugaritz, is set to open his next restaurant here. Word on the street is that it will be called Topo. But judging from the street-side frustration about the long delay, people here are either impatient or just simply incredulous that it will ever happen.
Yeah, soy Iván Zavala. El negocio se llama, el bar, cervecería se llama Mala Guisona.
All of this food safarying is taking its toll, and so I'm sitting down at Gross's newest and most well-stocked ale house, Mala Guisona. Co-founder Iván Zavala joins me and is telling me how his fast-expanding microbrewery, just 10 minutes from here, is buttressed by this popular bar that serves up 150 craft beers, 8 of which are their very own.
Siendo dos socios en el 2014 y ahora mismo somos 12 personas en plantilla.
We started with just 2 business partners at the end of 2014 and now have 12 employees, Iván tells me. And he goes on to explain that growing up in this district has allowed him to live the metamorphosis firsthand. When I was growing up here and the streets were full of workshops, the people of the city would often chime the slogan, if you can't find it, Gross will make it for you. Now things have changed, says Iván as he takes an enthusiastic sip from his beer. It's clear though that Gross is still supplying wanted goods in thick supply. But today, the industrial ovens are forging products of the more edible variety. And thanks to some fresh entrepreneurial zeal, sumptuous reimagined staples and the insatiable appetites of surfers and San Sebastians alike, the new food economy is thriving like never before. And to think, all you have to do to get a taste is to cross the river. For Monocle in Gross in San Sebastian, I'm Liam Aldous.
This was episode number 16 of Food Neighbourhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. You can also come and see a special edition of the menu, which will be recorded in front of a live audience next month. On Friday, the 24th of February, me, Monocle's Josh Fennert, and a panel of experts will be discussing London as a culinary capital. What is still missing? What should it pick up from elsewhere? And what kind of lessons will it be able to offer other major cities around the world? If you want to be in that audience, head to monocle.com for more details. I am Marcos Hippi. Thank you for listening and goodbye.